Thank you, Taylor. Beautiful song. Thank God for our Lord and how He puts everything together. All right, well, today's message is titled, Leave the Pieces to God. Now, we're going to talk about something initially, and just stick with me for a little bit here, okay? So let me ask you, how many of you have worked on jigsaw puzzles before? Give me a raise of hands. Okay. A lot, right? I know a lot of people like them. I don't like them at all. Okay? I get so frustrated and impatient with those puzzles. You see, when I see a jigsaw puzzle, I see a hot mess. Obviously not when the puzzle is complete. That's a beautiful thing. But when I dump that box, oh man, that's when the nightmare begins. Now keep in mind, I know many of you might be very good at jigsaw puzzles and love them, and in my mind, you have extraordinary skills. I recognize that up front. You see, in the past, I would see a jigsaw puzzle at a store and notice, wow, that's beautiful. That picture is amazing on the outside of the box. And then it dawned on me, that's how they get me, the picture. I see those pictures on the outside of the box, and boy, they have to be some of the most gorgeous pictures that have ever been taken by a photographer or generated by a computer. In my mind, I'm saying, wow, I want to be there in that photo. Or I could look at that picture for the rest of my life. But who am I kidding? When I bring that puzzle home, I will never see that beautiful landscape again. Rather, what I see is what you're going to see in picture one. That's what I see. A scenario where you're trapped by hundreds and thousands of little pieces of cardboard that start to close in on you, and you have to swim your way out. Now, don't get me wrong. Those times that I've tried a jigsaw puzzle, I've started very optimistically. And you know, I say to myself, come on, I could do this. These are made for children. I'm college educated. I've been helping people solve problems at work for 25 years. This puzzle should be child's play. So I try with separating the pieces. Seems to make sense to me, right? Bite-sized puzzle pieces, bite-sized problems, tackle them a little bit at a time. And then I start to feel somewhat optimistic and good. Let me show you picture number two. Yeah, we should all know what these pieces are. There's those pieces that you see that maybe are color coordinated. You start to believe, okay, these pieces go together. I'm feeling good about this. Or maybe you recognize the angles. So you know, okay, I've got some corners. I've got some edges. This isn't so hard. And it starts to make sense. But then I come to the terrible pieces that make no sense at all. Let's show them. I refer to them as the torture pieces. These beauties. What am I supposed to do with those? They torment me. They're in weird shapes. Their colors look like camouflage, and I can't figure them out. As I try to put the puzzle pieces together, I keep finding myself grabbing the same five pieces over and over again, and I'm swirling. I realize this is not fun at all. My heart rate starts to go up. I start to have beads of perspiration on my forehead. I'm trying to put these little weird pieces together, but nothing's working. I keep spinning them around, but nothing fits. I start to think, I know, the manufacturer made a mistake. These oblong pieces, they're not supposed to go there. So what do? I grab my scissors and I start making cuts. And that just makes a hot mess hotter. It's just worse. And then I get frustrated and I walk away and that puzzle sits on the table for days, maybe weeks. I want to go back, but no, not really. I'm done with that puzzle. My wife captured a picture of Colin once when he was little in total despair, and it perfectly captures my mindset. At the moment, the puzzle totally dismantled me. And then you find yourself in this mental state. Go ahead and show the picture. Right? That's me. Colin, thank you for representing what I felt like every time I try to complete a jigsaw puzzle. But that gets us to our first point today. Life will challenge us, but let God control the puzzle pieces. And you know, this is a funny illustration with the jigsaw puzzle. But isn't a jigsaw puzzle just like life? Don't we experience situations in our life where some experiences, some events make sense, and others don't make any sense at all? Sometimes we recognize life's puzzle pieces, but other times we don't. Sometimes we feel safe because we think we know what's coming around the corner, but in reality we don't. If we all take a minute and reflect on what life would look like, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, if you're a super young person here, the decision we make will impact how life looks at those milestone moments. Think about those jigsaw puzzle pieces again. Do you remember the corner and edges of the jigsaw puzzle we talked about? There's a purpose for those in our life. God gives us those pieces in our life to ground us, to put a solid framework around us. Maybe it's something hard, but we see it's clear what God is doing in our life. Maybe even a test he puts in our life. We see it. We might not love the experience, but we know what he's doing, and it makes sense for us. Early in my walk, when I was starting out as a young Christian, I had one of these experiences, and it lasted many years. The Lord worked on my patience and continued to work on my patience and grow it and grow it and grow it. So oftentimes, any time I had to wait for something, I was like, oh, God's working on me. He's working on my patience. Just like the edges of the puzzle, we need to start with a strong foundation to frame our relationship with Christ and in our new walk in our lives. God speaks to us in different ways, though. Sometimes it's a thought he brings to us. Maybe it's words from a trusted mentor or godly person in our life. Maybe it's a friend. And also situations we are faced with in our life. Those can be God speaking to us. But if we don't listen to his ask, if we don't embrace the challenge, we will face so much more difficulty than he really wants us to. Matthew 7:24 through 27 says, we'll pull this up, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Imagine a puzzle with no borders or corners. It would be hard to keep that intact. Without those constructs, it could easily loosen and fall apart. It's no different in our spiritual lives. We need the Lord to build a strong foundation within us and around us. Billy Graham said, "Make it your goal to build strong foundations for your life. Foundations constructed from prayer and the truths of God's word." Chuck Swindoll, famous author, preacher, his daughter Colleen Swindoll said, "When we continually meditate upon God's word, our lives become fixed to the unshakable foundation of truth." I love that. When we allow God to provide us with the puzzle pieces, he creates a strong foundation in our life. A foundation that helps us weather any storm. Now, what about those puzzle pieces that are recognizable and familiar? You know, the ones that seem to go together. Maybe it's a face we see, or a sun or a flower, right? Well, those are the pieces we take comfort in. Just like they calm us when we're trying to make that puzzle, and reassure us when putting it together, God does the same thing for us. He gives us those pieces as special gifts in our life. Maybe it's a blessing he bestows upon us to give us joy or happiness. Maybe it's a wonderful moment, experience, or relationship in our life to encourage us when times are tough. God knows what we need, and he knows we need those pieces in our life. We need those situations when time gets tough, and we can look at those as anchors and not lose context to the overall picture. Sometimes those pictures are like a compass for us even. As we are going through life and we see many puzzle pieces, those brighten the moments and reassure us that God is there working in our life and in total control. God's word tells us in Psalms 119, 105, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God will illuminate the way. He will show us. He will reveal these puzzle pieces to us. And he is a good God. He knows what we need. We need that encouragement to build our faith in him. Now, finally, what about those puzzle pieces that make no sense? You know, the torture ones. That confuse us. That frustrate us. Or even maybe anger us. They may even cause you to question your faith in God. How do they show up in our life? Well, maybe sometimes they're small irritants, but then other times they can be huge and heartbreaking events. Just to note a small incident, you know, we were on our summer vacation, family vacation, heading down south. Everything was looking good, and then the Explorer broke down on I-5. $2,000 later and 5 hours longer into the day, finally got to the destination. And yeah, you ask yourself, well, why did that happen? Everything was looking good. Why did I have to break down? I have no idea. I might not know till I get to heaven. But maybe it was to evade an accident that would have happened further down the highway. I don't know what God was saving me from. Or maybe it was to plant a seed of faith in the tow truck driver who happened to be prior Mexican cartel, but a nice guy. And that's a whole other story. Maybe he needed to hear about our God that loved him. Why do we face hardship and tragedy? I can tell you this. If I didn't face challenges early in my life, I never would have come to the feet of my Savior and given him my life. It wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have needed him. I would never have known the peace and love he had in store for me for eternity. Other times, we may not know why things happen until we get to heaven, like I said. God's word tells us in Isaiah 55, 8, and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Helen Keller, who was completely blind and deaf, said, "Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, vision cleared, ambition inspired, and success achieved." There is one person who definitely wants us to question God and his ways, to lack faith and lack trust in God. And I know you probably can guess who this is: Satan, the devil. God's word also tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for who he can devour." He wants to devour us. He does not want us to succeed. You see, he will feed us lies to distance us from God. Just like he did with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They questioned why they shouldn't eat from the tree of good and evil. And what did Satan tell them? Well, let's read Genesis 3, 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the tree in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Well, we know the end of that story. Unfortunately, they did die. Satan put them on a course of sin and destruction. It was never God's plan for Adam and Eve to leave the garden or to die. But they took their fate in their own hands and listened to the voice of the devil. So my friends, resist the devil. And let God do his good work in your life. Trust him and trust him completely. You know, this month marks 35-year anniversary of me accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. Can't believe it. It was during the hardest time in my life I asked God into my heart and to forgive me of my sins and be my Lord and Savior. And when I say Lord and Savior, it was to make him the Lord over everything in my life and give him total control. It was the most precious and freeing moment in my life. When I surrendered all to Christ and when I finally let go and stopped trying to control everything. You see, these scrambled and strange puzzle pieces that we've talked about that are also in our life are confusing to us, but know what? They're not confusing to God. He knows exactly when each piece should be placed and where they should go. Let him do his good work in your life. Don't force the pieces into place. Let him lay them in place in his perfect design. Embrace what he wants you to do and follow him completely. And this gets us to our last point. Hand your life to God and let him work the plan. So today, I want to challenge all of us to let God design our life fully and path. When we give him total control of the jigsaw puzzle and we trust him, we begin to see what he's doing all along. That gets us to picture 5. See, it's not a scrambled mess. It's not a bunch of confusing puzzle pieces. It's a beautiful picture of our Lord, our Savior, the Good Shepherd, who is there for us. He runs to our aid. There isn't a moment he doesn't see our need. Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. There isn't a moment he doesn't know our fears, our worries, our frustrations, our desperations. And if we let him, he'll rescue us in every and all situation we face. Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. And no matter what we encounter, he will also carry us. Exodus 19:4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Will you let him pick the pieces of your puzzle today and place them as he sees fit? I found this poem titled Divine Threads. I wasn't sure of the author, but let me read it for you. In the tapestry of life, a divine thread is spun. God's hand weaves the story of everyone. With love and grace, our lives entwine, guiding us through this grand design. In the chaos world, we often lose our way, but God's compass guides us night and day. A source of strength, our eternal light, God's presence comforts us through day and through night. We are children of the divine, each unique. In God's image, we are formed, so to speak. With open hearts, our souls align. God's love and humanity forever intertwine. In the journey of life, through joy and strife, God's love connects us, the source of life. With unwavering faith, we stand hand in hand. In the embrace of the divine, we'll understand. For those of you that haven't fully given your life to God, will you stop running? Will you stop running away and run to Him? Run into His arms. He loves you so much. Will you let Him rescue you from sin and give you a truly new life in Him? Will you allow Him to carry you through any and all life's challenges and trials? He is here for you today. All you have to do is pray to Him and surrender your life. Confess your sins and make Him your Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that, or maybe you thought you did at some point, but when you reflect on your life, it's not God who's in control, it's you. You understand you're still holding the reins to your life. You recognize there's no reality to your prior profession, and once and for all, you want to give Him your life. My friends, give Him your life today. If you want to pray and give Him your life, I will pray with you today. Don't wait another moment. God loves you and has the best waiting for you. If you've been forcing the pieces of your life together, it's probably not what you ever wanted and not what you need. You have yet to experience His lasting peace, His joy, His healing as He intends it for you. Friends, hand Him everything today and let Him work in your life. Let's close in prayer, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank You today. We want to thank You that You are the master plan. You have all the pieces of our life, all the puzzle pieces, all the difficulties, everything, Lord. You can put everything together in such a magnificent way. And Lord, You want to do that for each and every one of us. You want to give us a fantastic life, a wonderful life, a rich life. And Lord, we ask that we continue to surrender our life to You. Even if we're saved, there are moments that we cannot surrender and we want to take back those puzzle pieces. Help us not to do that. Help us to leave them in Your hand and to let You guide each step, each puzzle placement. And Lord, if there's someone here today, someone that doesn't know You, someone that's struggling, that doesn't have Your peace, that doesn't have Your joy, that is searching, Lord, I want to pray with them today. And if anyone wants to accept Christ today, I want you to pray with me right now. If you want to put your life in the hands of your Savior, I want you to pray this prayer, and you will never regret it, my friend. You will never regret it. Here's what I want you to pray. Dear Jesus, I love You so much, and I need You so much. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for the sins that I have done in my life, for the mistakes that I've made, for the choices. Lord, I'm empty, and I need You. Please forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for the wrong that I've done. Please forgive me, and please make me new. I want to be Your child. And Lord, I want You to be Lord and Savior over my life. I want You to have total control of my life. I want You to put the puzzle pieces of my life together. I want You to lead me, and we will follow. Lord, I commit this to You right now. I love You and thank You for this gift. In Your name, amen. Amen. And if anyone prayed that prayer today, I want you to tell someone. I want you to tell a Christian family member or a friend or maybe someone here. Because you know what? We're here to support each other. We're here to help you through this journey. You have made the best decision in your life and you will never regret it. And so we're here to support you and help you on that journey.